Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk, episode number 64. What's up, guys? I'm Gabe Jones. This is a show that's by the fans and for the fans, and just like all of you, I am a fan of some great music, specifically Christian music, and this week we've got a great show for you today, because we have Comrades on today's show. Comrades is a band on Facedown Records. They're from the Virginia area originally. I think they've relocated to Colorado since then. But they are one of the great bands on the Face Down Records roster. That makes two in a row for the DCT podcast. We had Dens on last week, Comrades on, well, Dens the last show, and then Comrades this show. But Comrades has been one of my favorite bands to listen to over the last few years. Their last full-length record, Lone Gray, has been a record that I've listened to a good bit. I actually got the record on vinyl last Christmas during a fun Black Friday sale. But that's an album that I listened to a good bit. We're going to definitely enjoy letting you guys hear that. But before we head into that, we need to talk about our Patreon page. Hey guys, unfortunately it does cost money to do these shows and to keep this show on the air. But for as low as $1 a month, you can join our team. That's right, you can, for as low as $1 a month, help keep this show on the air. We already have some great people who contribute monthly, and you could join that team for as low as $1 a month. You can help keep this show on the air, help cover our costs, and we would greatly appreciate that because, I mean, come on, this is fun. This is a show by the fans, for the fans, and you, the fans, keep us on the air. And we greatly appreciate that. So, getting into the interview with Comrades. This is an interview that took place at a festival. It's actually been a while since this interview happened. It happened about 11 months ago. But we talked about their last full length record on the interview, and it's really a fun interview. We actually met with them while they were at their merch table, and it was pretty fun. But we'll let you listen to it. Without further ado, here's our interview with Comrades.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
Okay, so who are we really here with?
So my name's Joe, and I play in Comrades.
Okay, and you have a wife that also plays in Comrades?
Yes, her name is Laura. She's the bassist in the band.
And a third wheel, which I understand, because we have a husband and wife team, and then third wheel.
How is it? I mean, you don't see very many husband and wife, like, duos in a band. How is that, like, dynamic?
Well, it's definitely an interesting, you know, it's got its blessings and its hardships, like anything, you know. It's cool because I get to live my dreams with my wife and see the world with her, but the downside is, you know, you're with each other all the time, you know. It's like you don't go off to work and miss your spouse, you know. Yeah. So there's, you know, it's just a different, you almost have to turn off and on being a band member or being a husband.
Sure.
You know. But yeah, it's I wouldn't ask for it any other way.
That's kind of like on the road perspective. How do you guys approach songwriting together?
We each kind of have the part of it that we do, and we kind of trust each other with that a lot, and we don't really struggle with like creative differences much, because Laura much more focuses on lyrical stuff, and I much more focus on the music end of it. And so that's just it just kind of works together.
Does she ever like passively aggressively write a lyric when she's mad at you and you're like, hey, wait a second, what is this about?
I haven't noticed any yet, but they could be in there.
Okay, so you had a record come out, Lone Gray, in the fall of last year. Can you tell us a little bit about that album?
Yeah, it was two years off and on of writing it. It was the, for a while we were a predominantly instrumental band. We didn't have a ton of lyrics, and this is our first album kind of back in a few years with lyrics. And it was just cool. We just felt like we had a lot of things that we wanted to say and a lot of things we wanted to express, and it was just, the timing was right, and so we just kind of went for it.
Hmm. What are some themes or influences that ended up on that album?
Oh, man. These are better Laura questions.
What were you listening to at the time that made it sound the way it did, I guess?
Oh, man.
Since you write the music.
See... Well, I can answer the original question a little bit. Just one of the themes that's definitely a big part of the album is kind of the idea that, like, in our culture in 2016, 2017, there's people love to search but don't like to find, and people like to be people almost want things to feel harder than they are, and they almost want to feel a sense of hopelessness, and that it's we touched on that a lot, and on a lot of the fact that it's just like okay to it's okay to find home, it's okay to find peace, and it's also okay to have those questions and those struggles, and life isn't, it's not a bed of roses for everybody, and there's a lot of things that that happen that make you wonder things, make you have doubts and stuff. So like it was just a lot of that content.
Okay, so back to the other question, what were you listening to that made it sound like the way it does?
So I kind of live under a rock musically, and I've kind of been listening to the same albums for like the last 10 years, basically.
Norma Jean.
Well, I just have that because we just toured with them, but
yeah.
I'm still like really influenced by bands like Thrice and As Cities Burn. It was a band called The Fall of Troy that was a more technical band. That kind of era of music, of the kind of mathy, intellectual, screamo end of stuff, is kind of like what's still like, I mean, still kind of drives the way I write, but, there's definitely little hints of stuff on there that are reminiscent of, like, my epic and of, some more recent bands as well. There's so many different... I mean, there's, like... I was listening to Bon Iver, and there was like a riff on there that was kind of inspired by one of those songs too, and that's like a completely different genre. So
that is very different.
Yeah.
You did mention Norma Jean, and I know you guys just were on tour with them. You probably like grew up listening to them. How was like being on tour with them?
It was honestly awesome. I mean, it's that tour was definitely kind of a dream come true. Both Norma Jean and He Is Legend were bands that I listened to, in high school, and being able to actually go out on the road with them was really awesome. But it was just really cool because they were extremely supportive of our band. I mean, it was Norma Jean's idea to put us on the tour. We played with them up in Canada, and they liked our band and just wanted to help us out and kind of throw us a bone and took us out on the road. And that was just a really, just a really, really beautiful experience. A lot of really long drives, though.
I bet. How can people find out more about you guys that may have not ever heard of you?
Well, I mean, our music's on all the main internet, music finding places. We keep pretty up to date on our Facebook, even more so on our Instagram. We're always posting on there about what's going on in our life and where we're going to be that day and all that kind of stuff. So that's probably the best way.
Cool. Do you like to ask a question?
Go ahead.
Goodness. Well, you guys have a female clean vocalist, which is rare. I mean... Skillet has some clean vocals, but they're not quite as heavy as you.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys get a different kind of reaction, or do you see girls like come to the show more and like?
Yeah, it's interesting because it's. I think that is a really cool aspect. Laura, there's not a ton
of
women.
It caught my attention immediately. That's different.
Yeah, there's not a ton of women in. Touring music, one, heavy music even more so, and I think that is something that for a lot of. For a lot of younger girls, it's like really cool and empowering, just like the fact that Laura is in that position, and that she though Laura and the drummer both do a lot of vocals, she's the closest thing to a lead singer that we have, and so that's something that's kind of it's just been I definitely do notice that, and there's definitely a connection that I think we're able to have that maybe some bands can't because of that.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
You're the dirty vocalist, or is...
No, the drummer. I keep my mouth shut as much as I can. So.
That's good marriage advice, I guess. All right, hey, man, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank
really
you so much.
Really appreciate it.
That was our interview with Comrades. I'd just really like to thank Joe for taking the time and talking with us. If you guys have not heard Comrades before, I would encourage you to go check them out anywhere you can stream music. Their last full-length record is called Lone Gray. It's such a great record. They're currently, if you guys want to check them out live, by the way, they are incredible live. They are currently on tour. They're wrapping up a tour with a band called Deathbreaker, who's also on Facedown Records. They're wrapping up that tour. They got about another week of that. And then next month in June, they're doing a short little tour of Texas with a band called 68. And then they're going to wrap up the rest of the summer going into July with Silent Planet, My Epic, and Tiger Wine. And a specific date you guys might want to keep in mind for those of you who like to go to festivals. Comrades is going to Audio Feed Festival on July 5th. So for you guys who are headed that way, make sure you go check out Comrades. On a side note, Laura McElroy, who is the band's clean vocalist, as we talked about in the interview, she also has some solo music that's kind of more on the acoustic side. You know, if you're kind of into that, you could check that out at lauramcelroy.bandcamp.com. If you want to check out Comrades, definitely check them out on Facebook. They do a great job of keeping that up to date. They have all their tour dates listed on there, and you can see if they're coming anywhere near you. Definitely check that out and listen to Lone Gray. It's a great record. It's one of the best rock albums of the last few years. It's such a great sounding album, and it's a unique sound with a female clean vocals, and it's just got so much great guitar vibes going on there. I just love the way that Joe plays guitar. That kind of wraps up our portion of the interview with Comrades. Kind of getting into the music news. You know, we had Dens on last show, and since then, like I said, we talked about their single Dead Rise on the last show. They actually are the Battle of the Buzz champions from Radio U. For those of you that don't know, Radio U is a big Christian rock station out of Columbus, Ohio, and they have a lot of affiliates across the country. And Dead Rise, the single from Dens, was the Battle of the Buzz champion from last week. As of now, it's still the reigning Battle of the Buzz champion as of this recording. And that's awesome to see that band getting that kind of airplay on a major radio station. And we just really hope that they continue to find that success, because that single, Dead Rise, is so good. I forgot to mention this on the last show. For those of you that don't know, we are on Spotify. You can find us by searching us on Spotify. Just search DCT Podcast. We talked about the Reliant K flashback of Two Lefts Don't Make a Right, but Three Do. We actually have a Best of Reliant K playlist that we just uploaded on Spotify. You can go check that out. There's other great playlist on there. We're going to be uploading some more as the year goes on, but definitely go check that out as well. We would encourage you to go check out our website, decentchristiantalk.com. You can subscribe to us on there by giving us your email address, and just like on Patreon, you can donate to us through there as well. And the donate button on the website is a one-time donation. So if you don't want to do the one, like the monthly thing on Patreon, you can do the one-time donation on our website, decentchristiantalk.com. Again, that would help us out so much. We greatly appreciate that. Hey, we are on Twitter on DC Talk Act 2. We are on Instagram, DC Talk Podcast. And we are on Facebook, the Decent Christian Talk Facebook page and the Decent Christian Talk Podcast discussion group. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on there. And we are so excited. Man, it's hard to believe that summer is only 1 month away, the official start of summer, which means festivals are going to be hopping up all over the place. We're going to try to make it out to as many as possible. We're definitely going to be going out to the Creation Festival 40th anniversary, which is almost a month away. It's hard to believe. We're definitely going to check that out. We might go to a couple other ones as the summer goes on. We'll see how that goes, but we would really like to see you guys out there. If you guys are out there and you know we're there, we would like to you guys to stop and say hi to us if you see us. If you don't know what we look like, I have no idea how you're going to find us. But you can always send us a message on our social media letting us know you're there. And hey, maybe we could do a little hangout. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in this country, in the United States. Another school shooting happened. You know, it's times like this. You know, Memorial Day is obviously a military thing. But this is also a day that we can remember those that have died in these tragic events. And we would just really pray for the families. I know the term thoughts and prayers has been used a lot, but it's not just for those that are lost, but definitely those people that they've left behind that are grieving right now. Definitely pray for peace for those families. We will catch you next time. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.